Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle.
Welcome everybody for tuning in tonight. Hey, amen. We're gonna run that back one more time. Go
get, it's
go
like
get.
You're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle.
This one.
tonight. Hallelujah. You better go get, hallelujah, your blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's calling in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight to the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, headed up by our very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry out the West Coast, Long Beach, California, is in the building on this evening. Praise God. Amen. And we want to just welcome everybody out there to the revival that just won't stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. It won't stop and it won't quit. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's going to keep going. Amen. And to the Lord say it don't go no more. Praise the Lord on the day. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Elder Andre. I want to welcome everybody, amen, on the line on today. Everybody who has tuned in, everybody who has called in, praise God. Hallelujah. We welcome y'all, and you will be blessed with a word from the Lord on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate today in your name. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us on tonight, that you be present with us on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. That your leadership be our teacher. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you in advance for the revelation that you are about to bestow on your people on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise your name. We magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. We bind and we rebuke and we cast away any work of the enemy on tonight. We cast away distraction. Hallelujah, on tonight. We cast away doubt, hallelujah, on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we open up our ears, our hearts, our minds, and our souls so that we can freely hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on today. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight, everybody. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be on the line. Hallelujah. A blessing to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. A blessing to be among the saints on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. If you just called in, if you just tuned in, this is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God, headed up by our own Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Praise God on today. And he is going to come forth later on in our broadcast and bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord on tonight. Now it is time for us to go before the throne of grace with our testimonies and our prayer requests. Praise God. Hallelujah. And before we do that, we'd like to open up with a scripture. And we're going to go back to Mark 11. We go back and forth from Psalms 100 to Mark 11. Hallelujah, amen. Mark 11, verse 22 through 24. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And it reads, "And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he has said to come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you have received it, and ye shall have it." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on the night. Hallelujah, praise God. The scripture tells us first to have faith in God. Hallelujah. Not to have faith in man, not to have faith in the government, not to have faith in machines, not to have faith in the doctors, not to have faith in the lawyers, not to even have faith in your pastor. But he said, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then he said, later on, he said, hallelujah, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things that he has said shall come to pass. If you do not doubt in your heart, in your mind, if you exit all doubt out of your mind and believe whatever you have asked God for, he shall give it to you. You shall have it. Hallelujah. So when we talk about a prayer life, it ain't just praying. It's believing that God has answered your prayer. He said, if you believe that you have received it, you shall have. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, whatever you so desire. So when we come to the throne of grace on tonight with our testimonies and our prayer requests, we need to come with an attitude of gratitude and an attitude, hallelujah, amen, of expecting. You need to come with the attitude that you expect God to do everything that you have asked God to do for you in his will. Hallelujah. On tonight, pray. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as we come before the throne of grace with our testimonies and prayer requests, hallelujah, come with the attitude of gratitude and the attitude of expectancy. The phone line is now open. Do we have a testimony or prayer request at this time? Bless the Lord.
I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank God for that song. That song say, go get your blessings. So thank God for these fathers. At the Father's Day, to every father. Some people don't lost loved ones. It's safe for them. Many people don't lost loved ones, but thank God we still alive and well. Thank God for my sister, my brother, my cousin Brian, my cousin Keeman and Sean and Darren, Cannon and Craig and Rundell, Tiffany, all of my loved ones out there. I thank God for everybody. And I'm glad today is Father's Day. For all the fathers and I just say that every father out there have another father say, go get it. Go get your blessing. Amen.
Amen, Brother Bobby. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessing to hear y'all tonight. Go get your blessing. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's excited about it. Praise God. We all need to be excited about it. Hallelujah. About the blessing that God got us. Hallelujah. That means it's already ready. Hallelujah. That means he ain't got to fix it. He ain't got to put it together. Hallelujah. He ain't got to order it. He already got the blessing for us. We just got to go get it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. For Brother Bobby on tonight. Amen. Do we have any more testimonies on the line on tonight?
No, God. The Lord, son of on a brand new day. I like thank God for all the fathers around the world for Father's Day. I thank the Lord for my family, my brother-in-law, Bobby, my cousin, Dale, my other cousin.
Yeah, thank God.
My dear, my other cousin. You know, all the cousins in my family this fathers, Craig and Dee.
Yeah.
Ron Dillon, Dia, Kenny, Tarea, Darren, Junior, Novice. I'd like to thank them all for being fathers. Even though I'm not a father yet, you know what I mean, but they yet to come. At the same time, I ain't worried about it, really. I mean, you know, I'm more focused on getting close with the Lord.
Man.
Staying
like
there. Yes, sir. Really, the world soon, one day, someday, soon, very. Soon, very soon. Really, the world one day soon. If not, we have just sit here and just wait on
them. Amen, Brother Bobby. Praise God. Hallelujah. You reminded me of that song. Soon is very soon. I am going, I mean, Brother Brian, praise God. You reminded me of that song, say, soon and very soon. Hallelujah. I'm going to see the King, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. One of the days, you say, one of these days, you say, I'm just trying to get my life back right, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any other testimonies on today? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mama Yolanda, I want to thank God for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a brand new day. I want to thank God for watching over my family and friends. And I want to wish all the fathers happy Father's Day.
Sister Virgie.
Hey, Sister Virgie.
Sister Virgie.
Amen. We thank God for this testimony. Amen. We bless. We bless in the, we just bless. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
I want to say,
Hallelujah.
Our burden apostles on their way. I was just saying, our burden apostles on their way on the online. We was kind of held up in some talking right quick, but they on their way in. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Virgie, for that update. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies or any more prayer requests at this time? Bless you. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Well, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, you have heard your testimonies on tonight on your goodness, Lord. Hallelujah. How much we love you, how much we praise you, how much we magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah, and how much we love you. Hallelujah, Lord. We lift your name up high and holy on tonight. You said in your word, Lord, that if we lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you. Hallelujah. So we lift you up tonight. We praise you tonight. We magnify you tonight, Lord, because you are worth, hallelujah, to be praised, not because of what you've done, not because of what you can do, but simply because of who you are. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch each and every person in attendance on tonight under the sound of my voice. We have all come seeking one thing, Lord, and that's to hear your word. That's to hear your voice. That's to hear you speak tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We are ready to receive your revelation. Hallelujah. Lord, touch the man of God off tonight. Strengthen him as he comes forth to bring forth your word. Hallelujah, Lord. Fill him up with that virtue to pour out unto your people. Hallelujah. And once again, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to say and everything that you are about to do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And
amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah
amen.
On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to introduce the man of God. Hallelujah. And after I introduce the man of God, we are going to play a song. And immediately after that song, the next voice you will hear, hallelujah, will be the man of God. Hallelujah. Let me give him the introduction. Amen. If you're just tuning in, if this is your first night with us, hallelujah, I guarantee it ain't going to be your last night with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. We started out saying it's time to wake up, and we woke. Hallelujah. And we ain't went to sleep yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank y'all for joining us. Thank y'all for tuning in. We've been here every night, 5 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Central, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. Blessing and raising the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's been all under the anointing, hallelujah, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is headed up, hallelujah, by Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Now, immediately following this next selection, hallelujah, the next voice you hear will be the speaker of the hour, hallelujah, none other than our very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry, immediately following this selection.
no one cares, no one will. Oh, oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. Oh.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise for Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, yeah, so come on, put those hands together. Everybody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his mercy. Amen. We thank God for his loving kindness toward us. Amen. How many of you are happy today that God is your Father? Amen. How many of you are happy to say that the Lord is my Father? Hallelujah. He is my daddy. Hallelujah. I belong to him. Somebody give your daddy a shout. Somebody give your father a shout.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our worship. Hallelujah.
Lord.
And we're thankful tonight, man. Before we go into anything, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you tonight. We bless your name tonight, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We praise you tonight for being the best Father in the world, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, Lord. Thank you for giving us the use of our limbs, Lord. Your word declares in you that we live and move and have our being. So we thank you tonight, God. You are the omniscient God. You're the all-knowing God. You are the omnipotent God. You are the all-powerful God. Hallelujah. You are the omnipresent God. You are the God that is everywhere at the same time. Father, we give you the praise. You the glory, you the honor, Lord. Nobody deserves it but you. And we thank you tonight for who you are, God. We know victory belongs to you. And because victory belongs to you, you gave victory to us, Father, when you called us out of the world and called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We thank you, Lord, today. And we give you praise. Let our hearts be filled with your glory. As we hear the awesomeness of your word, we thank you for tonight, Lord. We thank you that there's not a devil in hell that can stop it, knock it, or drop it. We thank you that everything that is done will be done to the glorification and edification of you. We give you praise and glory for all things. Yahshua's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, come on, give your father a shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. We're going to have tonight, which I believe is going to bless everybody tonight, somebody say a family discussion.
A family discussion.
Yes, Lord. A family discussion.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. How many know that it's a good thing to have a family discussion? Amen.
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 Amen. I mean, you know that a family can't be strong if it don't come together and talk. And see, that's a part of keeping the family strong. Somebody say unity.
Unity.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
That keep us strong. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I know we say a family that pray together will stay together, but how many know a family that come together and conversate together will stay closely knit? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So tonight, I want to definitely bring us closer together. We've been in this revival for how long? Close to what, 2 months?
Amen.
I done I done lost count. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. I just know that it's going and going. Amen. And people are getting blessed. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many of you can say that you've been changed since the revival has taken place?
I can.
Amen. Amen.
I can.
How many of you can say that you've seen some growth since the revival has taken place?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And that's a beautiful thing. We talk about Father, but the word Father has two meanings. the word Father, or the name Father, actually the Father is a name, means protector and provider. And so as a man, it should be in our nature, in our father nature, to be a protector and provider of whatever our heavenly Father give us, whatever is ours.
Amen.
We're supposed to be protecting and providing for it. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And so it's not yours if you don't protect it and provide for it. So when we as men get mad when something or someone else come along and protect what we're supposed to be protected, then we shouldn't get mad at the other individual. We should get mad at ourselves because
Amen.
It should be in our nature. Come on, elbow according. Oh, I feel myself getting ready. I get in trouble again. Well, let me go in since I'm in here now. Glory to God. See, we got to understand, being a father means that you have the nature to protect and provide for something. Amen. We as men shouldn't be looking for the woman to protect us.
Amen.
When danger comes, you hiding behind her talking about protecting. So now she got to be the man and the woman. Lord have mercy. Let me leave that alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's part of being a father. The protection part is the bonus that come up when it's time to protect something. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Now, let me give you a prime example. Now, everybody talking about the lioness, that the lioness, amen, she catch the food, she do everything for the lion. Amen. What do the lion do? What do the male do? Well, if there's any danger around the camp, he makes sure everything is safe. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He is the first line of defense, not the last. He's the first line of defense. So when something come in that's not supposed to be in the domain, guess what he do? He get up and take care of any intruder or anything that's not supposed to be in their territory. So that's his job. Then when everybody get hungry, amen.
Bless you.
Bless you, daughter.
Thank you.
She may go out and get the food, but he makes sure everything is proportioned after he eats. Why? Because he's the king. Now, somebody will have a problem with that. Well, if she going out to kill, why can't she eat first? No, because she knows that the order is everybody eat after the king. Now, if the animals know this, what's wrong with us?
Mm-hmm.
And we supposed to have more sense than the animals. But I believe some of us need to go back and watch Wild Kingdom and get a revelation. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Before we go to our panel, praise God, let's look at the six attributes of a godly father. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
I haven't given a scripture yet, dog.
Oh, amen. Okay.
I'm just flowing by the
Holy
Ghost.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, you can barely hear me?
Yes, sir.
Is that better?
A little.
Is that better right there?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Amen. Now that should be extremely better right there, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, that's it.
Amen. If y'all can hear me from here, come on and give me a shout, hallelujah.
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 Okay, we're going to talk about the six attributes of a godly father. Now we're going to look at what each letter in father means. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the F in father stands for faithful.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said faithful.
Faithful.
How many know that our father, faithful, our heavenly father, is faithful?
Uh-huh.
Faithful.
He is so faithful that even when we're not faithful, he is still faithful unto us. Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Do you know anybody more faithful than our Father? Hallelujah.
No.
I don't know anybody more faithful than him. Glory to God. He's faithful. Somebody give him a praise just for being faithful. And then the A in father stands for action. Good fathers are people of action. How many know that our God know how to take action when it's necessary?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you know that our God is, our Father is not all talk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why people that's talking about that they know God. No, you don't really know God, because if you keep on tempting him, amen, he'll show you a side of him that you didn't know existed. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
That's why the Bible said that the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The fear of him doing something should be enough for you to say, Lord, I don't even want to tempt you, glory to God, because I know what kind of power you have. Come on. There go that word again. Power. Come on here, somebody. Somebody say power.
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 How many know that God got all power? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, he do.
So the A in father stands for action. The T in father stands for teacher. It says good fathers are teachers. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that our heavenly father is the most awesome teacher there is? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
When we look at him through the Gospels, amen, he did more teaching than he did anything, didn't he?
Amen.
He took them to the mount, and he began to teach them, glory to God. And how many know that he's still teaching?
Amen.
Matter of fact, he's teaching us what? Right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise if you believe that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so now we have the H. The H in father
stands for hope. Good fathers offer hope to their families. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Because without hope, we won't have what? A future. Hope is what keeps you looking to what? The future. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why when we lose hope, we lose any kind of motivation to do what? Move forward. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because
Amen.
Hope motivates us to do what? Move forward. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as long as I got hope, I won't give up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the minute I lose hope, then what? I'm ready to give up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But that's why the Bible says that Christ in us, what? The hope of glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then the E in Father stands for example. So it says good fathers are a positive example. So we just can't be example in words. We got to be example what? Indeed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So in order to be a good father, we got to be a father indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he was saying to them, if you see me stop following the anointing, then stop following me, glory to God. Why? Because I'm no longer leading you in the what? Right direction. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 And then we have the R that's in Father. And it stands for reliable.
Uh-huh.
A good fathers are reliable. How many know that reliable is the same thing as being dependable? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Reliable means that, amen, that we're not going to jump ship when a storm comes. No matter how bad the storm is, you can rely on us to stay on board the ship. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And deal with the storm. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
So does this help us get a little more clearer understanding of what the word Father means? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And my brothers, I sure hope we get it because we need it more because this is one of the callings that God has called us to walk in.
Amen.
And we can't walk in the calling of a father if we don't allow ourselves to be protectors and providers. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Let me just say this while I'm out here. Glory to God. Brothers, let me tell you, what will define what kind of father you are is how well you protect what you have and how well you provide for what you have.
Amen.
Let me say that again in case somebody missed it. The father in us is graded by how we protect and provide for what we have.
Amen.
So, when our good thing begins to say, that she don't feel protected, what should we do?
Protect her.
I was waiting on the brothers to answer, daughter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You right, though. Glory to God. We supposed to turn up our protection game.
Step our game up.
Amen.
Yeah. Step our A game up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we want her to feel protected, because then she begins to look at the what? Father in her. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The Bible says that that Sarah called Abraham what? Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something, brothers. I believe that God is going to make us some really awesome fathers. We just got to continue to hear and obey. Somebody say hear. And obey.
And obey.
Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Are there any questions so far?
No.
So everybody got a good understanding.
Amen.
First,
you
gotta get them to hear you.
Now, when Philip asked the Lord to show him the Father, who spoke out when Philip asked the Lord to show him the Father? Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're still here. I don't know. My next day, Jesus said, you are looking at the Father.
Yes. So he didn't know that he was talking to the Father all the time. He was walking with the Father and didn't recognize that he was already with him. Come on here, somebody. That he was with the Father. Hallelujah. Because he was looking for somebody different. And the Father spoke out of Yahshua and said, Philip, have I not been with you all this time and you still not know who I am? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talk about
beloved, how is it that he's with us and we still don't know who he is? Come on here, somebody.
All right, now.
Are we looking for somebody different, or do we know that everything we need is really in him? Oh, God, talk to me tonight. Do we really realize, hallelujah, let us not get stuck up on this denominational religious, I almost said something. We need to let this stuff go. Because we need to flush it. Come on here, somebody. That's what you do when you put something in the toilet. You flush it. We need to flush some of this stuff that they've given us.
Lord have mercy.
How is it in the book of Acts they knew where to go? Matthew, Yahshua says, baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Amen.
In the name of the Son. And in the name of the Holy Ghost. Then when they get the book of Acts, they automatically knew what his name was. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
And so how did we get twisted in missing what the name was? Come on here, somebody. How did we try to make titles the name?
Amen.
You can't make a title
the name.
I
just said John the Baptist told you who he was.
Come on here, somebody.
I come to baptize you with water. But he going to baptize you in the Spirit.
Hey, glory to God. That, yes,
that's
Lord,
a different.
Yes, yes.
A different.
Amen.
And then with that, they take back to Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
Yes.
That be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
uh-oh,
Lord. Hallelujah. And see, how is it that we didn't catch what he said when they caught what he said? And the Bible says, and he confirmed his word with signs following. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody tried to make the title the name. Now, you can't make the title the name. The title is the title. The title don't have a name till you put a name to it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
If you try to baptize somebody in the name of titles, then they still come up a wet devil. Why? Because you didn't put a name. Glory to God. Huh? You got to put a name to this. That's why they said, we baptize you what? In the name. Hallelujah.
In the name. Amen.
In the name.
Woo!
Gave them everything that they needed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Not just that. When Paul fell to the ground, he said, Lord, who art thou? He said,
yes.
My name is Jesus Christ, the one you prick against.
Hallelujah.
He told him his name.
Yes, he did. And you notice after he revealed his name, he was no longer the same. When the Lord revealed his name to him,
mm-hmm.
his yeah. name changed his life. Glory to God. He had the letter. He had the word, but he had to get the name. Glory to God.
Amen.
So then let me know that you can have all the words, but until God revealed his name to you, then all you got is the letter. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that the letter without the spirit, that it kills, glory to God. But it's the spirit that gives life. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a phone.
That's what he said. I'll baptize you in the spirit.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's the name. That's right. What happened when he was on the cross? The spirit left first. And then it became water and blood.
Amen.
You didn't get that.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Today.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
All praises to him.
Hallelujah.
The one true living God.
Hallelujah.
Who don't need no help.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
This is some deep stuff.
We
and
see God.
Still talk about the blood.
Amen.
He's still talking about today.
Amen.
Right today.
Thank you, woman of God. Let me finish his word, woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Holy, holy is his name.
Amen. We thank the Father on today because it is the Father that has begotten us. Amen. It was through the Father
Amen.
That we became born again. Amen. So we thank him for being an awesome, wonderful, glorious Father. There's no Father like him in all the earth. Somebody give God a praise.
Holy, holy is his name.
Amen.
Amen.
And he has redeemed his people back to him. And that's if they want to come.
Uh-huh.
He's redeemed. It's already happened.
Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. And we thank God on tonight because God has given us the most awesome thing he can give us. It's the fact that he has called us as his own. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
It's a blessing to be called what? A child of God. Hallelujah. See, Father's Day is special to us because we know whose children we are. Come over here, somebody. Hallelujah. And when you are one of his, then Your nature is different. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
We can't be acting like the devil and say we God's children. We have to show what? His nature. And we thank God for his nature. Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Another thing he said, my word will not come back to me, boy. So you're going to be talking like he talked.
Amen.
Man, amen. You are peculiar.
Amen.
What
we were saying, about precious woman of God. Woman of God, if you got any kind of questions or comments, woman of God, could you please stable for after the word? Thank you, woman.
Okay, I thought you said kept saying, you know, somebody say something.
Amen.
I apologize.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Come on and give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And so I wanted us to go in a little deeper, especially concerning the fellowship, because I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Amen. God has been blessing us through the revival. He has been blessing us. He has been strengthening us. He's been healing us. And most of all, he's been giving us revelation knowledge. Amen.
Amen.
And taking us to another level in him. Amen. How many of you have God spoken to concerning about praying for this ministry, this fellowship around the clock?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you know that God is about to launch this fellowship?
Amen.
Amen.
That's why he's getting us ready, beloved. Amen. He said now is the time to let our light shine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because how many know that when you're in a dark world?
Now, what are we doing? I don't understand what we're doing. Are we supposed to be commenting?
No, we're trying to hear.
Not yet, woman of God, not yet.
We're trying to hear.
Amen. God had put it on my heart to do some things concerning the fellowship, and I'm truly excited about it. Amen. I will be praying over your prayer cloths and giving you your anointed oil. Amen. I will be getting you special cards to everyone to encourage and also to welcome you, amen, and to let you know that it is a joy and a privilege to be in prayer for you around the clock. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
How do you know the Bible says for us to pray without ceasing?
Amen.
And so in this hour, it's important for those of us who are on the wall to continue to stay on the wall, because you have wolves and you have hirelings that are out here. Amen. You have some false everything, false apostles, false prophets, false teachers, false ministers. But how many know that just like there's the false, that God has the real out here.
Amen.
And that's why the Lord says that my sheep, what? Know my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they would not follow.
Amen.
So I know, child of God, that God has given us the discernment. Somebody say discernment.
Discernment.
To recognize God's voice.
Amen.
From the enemy's voice.
Amen.
And we thank God today that God is speaking by his spirit and through his word. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
So I want to get these cloths to everyone as soon as possible, and the oil to everyone as soon as possible, and the card, because how many know if you do something for God, that God wants you to put your best foot forward?
Amen.
And I know in this hour God has called us to put our best foot forward. The only thing that you can give is your best. See, God don't require us to give nothing less than our best.
Amen.
How many of you know that you're not going to be upset when you know you're giving what? Your best. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so God is saying, when we give him our best, then that's when he blessed our best. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, I'm finna leave it open for questions and comments right now. If there's anyone that have any questions and comments, I'm opening the floor up right now. Amen.
Amen.
How will you know you're giving your best?
You know when you're giving your best, when you know that that was the best that you could do. Amen. When you know, Lord, I did the most that I could do for you.
So sometimes people see that they didn't give their best and they still say that's not good enough. So that's why I ask that question, you know, how do you really know that, you know?
Yeah. You know, Mother, when you said, Lord, now you know I gave you the best that I could give you.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of people say that and they still be holding on to what they could have. Yeah.
Mm. So you know, God knows. That's a good point, Mother. That's a good point. But see, God knows. See, God knows. See, when we give, see, there is an amount, or there's something that God would tell us to give that's in line with what he's telling us to do, and then there's what we want to do. See, we know when we've given our best, when our best has obeyed God. See, when God tells us to do something and we obey him in it, that's when we can say, thank you, Lord, that I've given you my best.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this. If our best do not line up with his obedience, we have not given God our best.
Amen. I have a comment. My name is JG. Now, in the Word of God, he said that he is the truth, the way, and the life. Another thing he said, he came that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, that he came to heal the broken heart, that he came to preach to the poor. And he also said he came something about the bruised. But he also said he came to take us out of captivity. So now I realize that I don't have to sin no more. Now my best is doing what he said. He said his word won't come back void. That word be. That word lives in imagination. But his is truth. Another thing that I realize about him is that you come out of death. Death is darkness. And you move into the marvelous light. Check us out. Flesh has no profit. But the Spirit, who is Christ, that's the one you got baptized in. He can bring you things. Remember when Lazarus was dead? Remember that? 4 days. Remember that? And what did he tell his disciples? this was to show them the power of, this is, it's not the exact word of how great God is. He can raise you from the dead. That's sin. Awesome. So that means you take off death.
I thank you, woman of God. Woman of God, if you was, excuse me, woman of God, if you was listening to earlier when she asked about how do we know when we're giving God our best, the Lord had me to point out that we can only know if we're giving our best when our best line up with his obedience.
That's right.
And see,
his word.
But see, we got to be willing to surrender everything in order for God to change us so that we can walk in obedience. Because our flesh a lot of times keep us back from God's best. Because God wants more for us, but he can't give us more if we allow ourselves to get in the way.
Exactly. We don't surrender. That's the word you're looking for. It's called surrender. To take off. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. You know, I have won. You know, he said he's fought a good fight. So we're talking about the mind thing. It's still spiritual. And the battle is with me. It's like a judgment. With me. I ain't got nothing to do with y'all. With me.
Woman of God, we are here because God has sent revival. And if you want to be revived by the Spirit of God, God is saying he waiting on you to give your everything to him. Because you're in a place with God right now that God is allowing you space to do that. But you don't know how much more space you have. The Bible says, in the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Hallelujah. Why? Because we don't know what kind of time frame that God has on our life. God has a calling on your life. But God says, he's waiting on you.
Even Christ said, only the Father knows.
Well, God still has apostles and prophets in the land. And I happen to be one that he has chosen to put his anointing and his spirit in and upon. So I will be praying for you, woman of God. And my thing that God is putting in my mouth for you is to obey God. Whatever he's telling you to do. Do it.
Yeah, that's why I've been redeemed. Right. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I owe him. No, he paid the price for me and you too.
Amen.
You know, but what I find is very important is to know the word of God. Which is, because he said his word won't come back void. He said many going to come. And it is. It's a whole bunch of.
Yeah.
But you got to know his word.
But see, more than that, woman of God, if I could put this in your spirit, don't just know the word,
exactly.
But know him. But
yeah,
know him.
That's what I was going to say. It's
man,
yeah,
the word.
You got to act on the word. You got to
act
on the word.
You
got to
live.
You got to
follow
the
word.
You
got
to read.
Listen, woman of God. Even the enemy know the word.
Amen.
But see, here's the thing. When you know him, see, knowing him will change your life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because when you get him, he'll change you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. You're right.
Yahshua said in the word, he said, they think that they have eternal life, or they think they have the scriptures, but they are they that testify of me. See, a lot of times we think we got the word, or we think we know the word, but knowing the word without him is still not knowing him.
That's why he said in John chapter 15, no, John chapter 14, I think it's 26, pray to the Father and ask for the Holy Spirit to keep you, me, him, Jesus Christ, that you will remember his, it's a whole lot to remember. But the Holy Spirit will be the one that will reveal it to you, Jesus Christ, his word.
Amen.
Amen.
You want
That's
us to pray
it.
For you, woman of God?
Man,
do you want us to pray for you?
Of course. You know, who am I to deny prayer?
Amen.
That doesn't make
Amen.
Sense. I'll pray
yes,
for you,
yes.
too.
Amen.
You know, that's all
Amen.
We got. That's
yes.
it. I don't
Amen.
Have no fear other than God.
Amen.
I'm terrified of him. But I love him so much because
well, you know,
it's his perfect love he give us.
Amen.
I want to at least try to
well,
do
you know how we can show
word.
God? Can I reveal to you something that he revealed to me, sister? He revealed this to me. He said, what you love, you obey.
Amen.
How we know we love God is by our obedience to God. We don't know that we love God until we can obey God. See, people say that they don't love the devil, but they obey him.
You know, you and also got to go through something, brother, to really know that you know that you know. You got to go through something.
Man.
You know,
well, I want to pray for you right now, my sister. I want to pray for you.
You're also praying and recognize that you be going in some strange territory. Unfamiliar because you're no longer in sin. God is a big God. Anytime David said, I'm in hell, he there too. Anytime Ezekiel said, he's in the middle of the wheel. Come on. He real big.
Amen.
He's beyond our understanding.
Amen. Apostle.
Well, yes. Yes, Mother.
You know,
yes, Mother.
You can only say what he say.
Excuse me.
I want to answer the question that Sister Kathleen asked.
Yes, yes,
how
Mother.
Do we know when we
have give God our best?
Yeah.
Doing
yes,
our best.
I just thought about being a cheerful giver.
Yes.
Being happy when you do something for God.
Yes, Lord.
Being
Hallelujah.
Glad, don't ask no questions. Be in a hurry.
Yes.
So when she asks that question,
man, preach doing a good job.
Try to hold back, but God wants us to be a
pure
forgiver, cause He gave it
yes.
to us.
Amen. Amen.
He said,
man, you gotta keep faith.
It's His. And the fullness thereof. That means he own everything.
That's right.
That's right.
So a lot of people, they don't want to open up their bowels of confession. They see somebody hungry, they don't want to give it. But we all be glad to give to somebody.
Yes.
Because God gave His life for us.
Amen.
You can say a mommy word. He cheerfully came down here and died for us. And look what he went through.
Yeah.
So that's being a cheerful giver. And we shouldn't mind giving. That lady
Amen.
Had two pennies.
But do you know what I found out what his love really is?
Excuse me.
Tell somebody the truth.
Woman of God, she was in the middle of speaking. Can you quiet down and let her finish, please? Thank you.
That's
sir. Continue,
so,
Mother.
So, being a cheerful giver, being glad, having respect for God,
mm-hmm.
having respect for others, having respect for one another, loving on one another, that's giving.
Yes.
When you take
yes.
God's place, when you try to take His place, you wrong.
Amen.
in order to gain the freedom, we got to show ourselves friendly.
Absolutely.
We got to be willing to give. Give until it hurts.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Somebody give God a praise on that. Hallelujah. Somebody give
Hallelujah.
God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And while the Spirit of God is moving, Elder, come on in, Elder.
Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for fellowship on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fellowship on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I like the way the man of God say we gonna get everybody's information and we gonna start communing together. Amen. On a personal level, praise God. Hallelujah. Outside of the prayer line, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. This ain't no little thing God is doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. This ain't no little thing, God. God don't do nothing little. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you know everything God do is big? Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a reason for each and every single one of us on the line on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Didn't you know in the Bible he said, I will make you fishers of men? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is making us fishers of men. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is saying we need to go out, amen, and extend, hallelujah, the fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. I imagine this. If everybody on the line got one person, hallelujah, to join the fellowship, and that person got one person, and it kept going from there, praise God, how big the fellowship would grow. Hallelujah. Praise
yeah.
God. Amen. The Bible said it like this. He said, freely you have been given the word, freely you should give. In other words, you need to tell somebody how good this word is. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. Because this word, is if it helps you, it can help somebody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. The man of God said he didn't pray across that. All I praise God and cause that. Hallelujah, amen. And we're going to be checking on one another, hallelujah, outside of the line, praise God, hallelujah. And expand. God
amen.
Is setting up, you know why we scattered around the country? Hallelujah, because God is setting up territory. Hallelujah, praise
hallelujah.
God. And every one of us is an ambassador in our territory. Hallelujah, praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Every one of us is an ambassador. Well, Elder, I ain't no preacher. Elder, I ain't no pastor. I ain't no minister, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't know what God has in you. Hallelujah. God knew what
Amen.
You were before you were born. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to set up
yes,
shop.
Yes.
Praise God. He is getting ready to expand territory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah on today.
Amen.
We thank God for everything going on in the fellowship. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Loyal to the fellowship. Praise God. Not really loyal to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Every night on the phone line.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. I'm looking for the ministry to expand to a youth ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to get the youth. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to dedicate a night to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to get the youth involved.
Yeah.
When I say youth, I mean, I'm 43. So when I say youth, I'm talking about 30, 20, amen, teenagers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anything younger than me, we're trying to get them. Hallelujah. In the fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Get them
amen.
On the right track with Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We've had
Amen.
A blessed time on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We want to, hallelujah. Do we have any testimonies, any prayer requests on the line on tonight? Any more comments? Praise God. Before, hallelujah, we hand it back over to the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah.
I have a testimony. This is Linda. I want to thank the Lord for who he is, for waking me and keeping me another day. I want to thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, and his salvation. I just want to thank the Lord for who he is. And what he's doing, what he has. I want to thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, and his salvation.
I just want to thank the Lord for who he is. And let me know, I want to have
the day. I want to thank the Lord for his mercy.
Amen, mother. I think you lost your mother.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
There you go. We got you now.
Yeah, as I was saying, just want to thank the Lord for keeping me another day, for his mercy, his grace, his salvation, and for his breath that he blew into my lungs. And I just want to thank the Lord for who he is, and I want to thank the Lord for the prayer line that I have an opportunity and that there's someone that cares enough to teach me the word, explain the word to me, and help guide me through this journey that I'm on.
Amen.
This journey that's called life.
Amen.
And I just want to thank him for who he is and praise him for who he is. And I want to thank him for everyone on the prayer line and for everyone that prays for me when I'm unable to pray for myself or when I'm not thinking about prayer. I know there's other people sending prayers up that way for me. I want to thank him that, you know, you guys care enough to do that for me. But I also send prayers up and on everyone else's behalf. And I just want to say thanks to the Lord for who he is. I want to wish the fathers on the prayer line happy Father's Day. And I want to request prayer for the situation I'm still going through. I do know the Lord is working on it. I'm in agreement with the Lord that is done already. I just have to be patient and wait on the outcome.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise God. Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you.
I just want to thank God because he's a mighty God and he's greatly to be praised. I just
Amen.
Thank him for life and giving it more abundantly. I thank him that he brought me out of darkness into this marvelous life.
Yes,
you know, I just thank God that we getting around, we traveling, and I thank God for it. You know, on this week, a young lady called me. I had been kind of worried about her, and I was wondering about her because she on dialysis. Y'all might have heard that she came on the line before. And she said, well, I've really been thinking about you. You was on my mind. She said, I looked on Facebook and I seen you on there. And you was on there singing. So, you know, that was a blessing. And then she started telling me what she had experienced. And she told me that her son had been in the he had been in the morgue for over a month, and they didn't even know where he was. And she going through a whole lot of things, so she asked me to ask for prayer for her and her family. That's what I'm asking for. I'm asking for, glad Brother Andre came on here about the young men and young women. I'm trying to get some young people to come on this prayer line at least once or twice. So I'm glad you came on here because I'm praying for our young men and our young women everywhere because they need prayer.
Amen.
They need prayer. They don't know God like we do.
Amen.
And you know, they worship in other things that they shouldn't worship.
But I'm just saying this because this girl's son was in the morgue a whole over a month, and she didn't even know he was there.
Wow.
And the lady told her, she said, we were just finna to light him up. She said, but I went through his stuff, and I found your daughter's number. And that's how I got in touch with y'all. These young people need help.
Amen. I agree.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Andre, for bringing that. They need help. Some of them be glad to come on here just to sing or something.
Amen.
We need to encourage them to come on the line and tell them more about God, because they don't know about God like we do.
Amen.
Some of them look at you. Some of them praise their computer. They serve frogs and rocks and all that, but they need to know the real, who the real God is. And that's the God we serve.
Amen.
Pray for these young men and women, and pray for my strength in the Lord. Pray that we keep growing strong and we keep doing God and not ourselves.
Amen.
We see more God and less of ourselves. More of God and less of ourselves. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Can I pray?
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else on tonight?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else on tonight? Praise God with a testimony.
God, come as humbly as I know how, praising and glorifying you. Because you are the truth, the way, and the light. You have no way out. We come unto you to worship and to glory today, a brand new day, a day that we had never seen before, and a day you have included us again to get right with you. Oh, my Lord God, forgive us. Forgive us for the thoughts we have and the thoughts we in our conscience are. Forgive us for lying, stealing, and deception. For a liar should not tarry in thy sight. And my Lord, I want to tarry in your sight. I want to be with you when you come. I want to be one of the ones of the elders that you want. I mean, not the elders. You take it. Oh, God, my true living, I'm God, and I still ask him for the Holy Spirit. He said, be right. I pray that you will bless me with the Holy Spirit. Keep me in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. The living word. I'm saying thank you for the opportunity. I'm saying thank you for giving me a chance to get right with you. I'm saying thank you because you are the truth, the way, and the light. I'm saying thank you for this perfect love you give me. I'm saying thank you because you allow me to learn that, yes, I am terrified of you. Terrified I won't be with you. Lord God Almighty, true living God, I'm just so thankful, and I'm asking you to heal all of our broken hearts, all of us who has been shattered. Would you take us out of this mess that we in and bring us into your captivity? Would you deliver us for your name's sake, for your righteousness? Would you restore our soul, for our cup run over with your living word? We're saying thank you. We glorify and praise you. I'm saying thank you and glorify and praising you. And I'm asking you, look, on our family, we're still holding on to the blood. We're still looking up, remembering the promise. And we still remember the first creation you made, which was the heaven. Because we can still look up and see it. They call it God today. And thank you for waking us. Thank you for removing the scales from our eyes. Thank you for taking these shackles off our feet. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you for loosening our tongue. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you again. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord
Hallelujah.
On tonight. Hallelujah. He's
Hallelujah.
Worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind them. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Amen.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the testimonies that have gone up tonight, the prayer requests. Hallelujah, that have gone up tonight. Hallelujah. The praises to God that have gone up tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank God for fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, do not forsake the fellowship of the saints. Hallelujah. The brethren. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for fellowship on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind everybody, get your feet in the ground. That's important. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. To get your feet in the ground. You want to do the whole thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not a piece of the thing, not a portion of the thing.
Yes.
Praise God. We want to do the whole thing. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. That's the problem with
a lot of
churches. They're not doing the whole thing. They doing part of it, not doing the whole thing. Hallelujah, praise God. That's why they got money, cars, and clothes, but they upset, they depressed. And we looking at them, how can you be depressed? Hallelujah, praise God. And you driving a Mercedes, you got a big house, amen. You got all these fine clothes. Why are you depressed? Hallelujah, amen. Because Jesus told them, yeah, you tithe a tenth of everything. Hallelujah, but you don't practice the rest of the law. Well, you should practice the whole law. Hallelujah. The key is, he says, you need to practice the whole law. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And then
Amen.
Them doors will open up for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't just tithe and be a sinner. And you can't just be a sinner and tithe. Lord have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. You got to make it equal. You got to balance that thing out. Praise God. I think we call that riding the fence. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. We will be back again on tomorrow night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So make sure y'all call in. Make sure y'all tune in. Amen. Tell everybody about the Facebook page. We got a Facebook page. Out there, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We got the YouTube page, the Black Hustler Preachers. You go there, praise God, hallelujah. All our sessions are on there, praise God, hallelujah. You can go watch it, amen, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio and listen to it. Praise God, hallelujah. We doing a big thing for the kingdom of God, hallelujah, in this hour, in this season. Praise God. This is your due season. Hallelujah, praise
yeah.
God. I had to say that, and he just dropped it in my spirit. The Lord say, this is your due season. Hallelujah, praise God.
Yes.
You are due. Watch, oh, Lord, I hear you. He said, you are due for a blessing. You are due for a miracle. You are due for a breakthrough. Hallelujah. You are due. Hallelujah, praise God. And your time, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Your time is come. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You've been waiting. The Lord said you've been waiting. You've been asking when, Lord. I've seen the vision. I'm like Joseph, he said. You say you're like Joseph. I've seen the vision. Hallelujah. I know it's going to come to pass, but when? Hallelujah. When is this going to happen, Lord? Hallelujah. The Lord said your time is now. Your time is now. If you obey me and do as I say, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. He said, the only thing right now that can stop you is you. Lord, Lord, y'all are hearing it. He said, the only thing that can stop you is you. The only enemy you got to worry about is the enemy. Hallelujah. The inner you. Hallelujah. As long as you obey, hallelujah, and do as I told you to do, this is your time. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to get that in your spirit tonight. This is my time. I don't care what I'm going through tonight. Hallelujah. I'm trying to close out, but the Lord say, hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is your due season. Hallelujah. How many of you know you cannot pick the fruit off the tree until it's ripe? Oh, Lord, have mercy. It ain't ripe yet. Amen. He says it's almost ripe. And when it's ripe, now it's harvest time. Hallelujah. Pray. He said, get your overalls on, get your gloves, get your hat. Amen. Because it's harvest time. The harvest is critical. Hallelujah. But the workers are few. So if it's the workers are few, that's more for me and you. Lord, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Well, we thank God. Hallelujah for the word. We thank God for the man of God. We will be back on tomorrow night with the revival that just won't stop. It was time to wake up, and we woke. It's like we've been drinking coffee and popping no-dos. We ain't went to sleep yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pass the mic back over to the man of God. Hallelujah. And he's going to give his final announcement and close us out for the night. Bless the Lord. It's back in your hands, Apostle Paul. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Come on, give God a shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I just want to make sure that every one of us tonight understands that we are important. Amen. That we are important to God and we are important to each other. Amen.
Amen.
How many know that God don't do nothing on coincidence? Or by accident.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Everything that God do, he do on what? Purpose.
Hey, come on now. Don't start
and
nothing.
What we've learned is that everything has a what? Purpose.
Yes.
There are three things that are significant to unity and to oneness. I want you to make sure you get these things down in your spirit. Three things that are essential to having oneness. The first one is language. Everyone being able to speak the same language.
Amen.
That's why God confounded their languages at the Tower of Babel, because they were in one accord, but for the wrong reason. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so God had to interrupt their oneness because they were trying to come up where he was to knock him out of his position. But how many know that can't nobody knock God out of his position?
Amen.
Amen.
And so he ended up confounding their languages. And they end up turning on each other. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
That's the first thing, being able to speak the same language.
Amen.
The second thing that's essential to oneness is eating together. Don't you know that every time you eat with someone, you cut a covenant with him?
Amen.
Amen.
That's why it's not good to eat with everybody. You got to watch who you eat with.
Amen. Amen.
Because if you eat with the wrong person, you can get sick afterwards.
Amen.
That's why we got to pray and say, Lord, do you want me to eat with this person?
Amen.
Eating is essential to oneness. That's why God put in my heart, he said, I want you to have the people to eat together, because that's how their hearts are going to get knitted. Amen. I want them to eat with you so they can know you and know who you are. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then the third thing that unifies us is suffering. You don't know a person until you've suffered with them. Come on here, somebody. See, suffering allows you to get acquainted with them. See, we can say anything, but when the suffering hits, the suffering is going to bring out the real you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's why Yahshua says to us, if we suffer with him, we will do what? Reign with him.
Amen.
But a lot of us want to skip the suffering part and go straight to the reigning part. But God said, no, it don't work like that. You can't
Amen.
Even see me until you suffered with me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God has gave me some awesome members. Amen. God has shown me some awesome things about y'all in the spirit. And I'm thanking God for each and every one of you. You will be getting your prayer cloths and your prayer oil and your cards soon. I want you, out of 2 days out of the week, to call somebody and check on them. Pray with them and make sure they're okay. I didn't say get all in their business. I just said call them and check on them and pray for them and make sure, they okay. Now, if they want to share, that's different. But we are each other's keeper.
Yes, we are.
As we go further into the fellowship, I'm going to talk about us not allowing ourselves to be given over to gossip or backbiting about one another. If you can't pray for them, don't talk about them.
Amen.
That's what I'm gonna
Amen.
Tell you. Because prayer can get there quicker.
Amen.
Than you trying to evaluate what you think about the situation. Job's friend totally missed Job because they were waiting on him to fall. Come on.
Amen.
And they waited till he was going through a test, and they tried to fix it like, oh, Job, you must have did something wrong. You know, Job, a bad thing don't happen to people like this, Job. Job, you supposed to be a holy man. And Job, look at you. You in sackcloth and ashes. Look at you, Job. Your kids done died. Yeah, Job, you did something bad. You did something wrong. You probably didn't even know you did nothing wrong, Job, but you did something. Real friends would have been like, Joe, I'm praying for you, man. God, keep your head up. And, man, this is only a test. God is with you. Glory to God. God going to bring you out of this. But, no, they were so jealous of Joe. Mm-hmm. How many of you know that when you jealous of somebody else, that jealousy will stop your blessing? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
That's why we're going to be a strength to each other, y'all. God getting ready to do something so awesome with us. And all we got to do is continue to love him and love each other. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so I thank God on tonight. Continue to keep me in your prayers. Those of you who have been assigned to pray for me. Amen. I appreciate you. Amen. We got to stay awake, y'all. Your awakeness may be somebody's breakthrough.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Your awakeness may be somebody's breakthrough. What are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying when we sleep, that means that we ain't praying. Come on here, somebody. Sleeplessness means that we have stepped into prayerlessness, which means when you don't pray, that the enemy can come with a spirit of sleep. And how many know you can miss a lot while you sleep? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I always say, while we sleep, that's when the enemy try to creep. But God got something for his creep. Don't you worry about a thing. God, hallelujah. He that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor what? Sleep. Look at somebody. I tell somebody, say, neighbor, I got 24-hour watch. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, I got
24-hour
watch.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shot.
Hallelujah.
Come right quick and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
There ain't nothing you can do about it. Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Are there any more questions before I dismiss? If there is none, Father, we thank you and we praise you. Yes.
Apostle, yes. what you was talking about earlier about obeying God, I just want to give you the scripture. Hebrews 11. And it starts at verse 6. I believe this is what you was talking. I believe this is what you was talking about. You know, it said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then it goes on to say, it goes on to give it examples of people throughout the Bible who has had faith and acted on their faith and received from God. It went on to say, by faith Noah, being warned of God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he commanded the world and became heard of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the herds with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. You know, I feel like this is what you was talking about earlier about obeying God. You obey God, he should surely reward. He will reward you. You know, God keeps his word if we obey what he say. You know, I just want to point it out. It's there.
Yeah. Woman of God, I want to encourage you tonight. God want to elevate you from faith to covenant. Because you being a Jew, God is saying, I want to move you from faith, because the Gentiles operate by faith. But when you come into a closer relationship, God says, now I can reveal my covenant. Because remember, God is a covenant-keeping God. He's a covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. And God has some great things for you in the covenant. One thing that I learned about love, and I want to share this with you, and then I'm going to close it on that, woman of God, is this right here. But I want to thank you for that. Love is obedience. And what you love, you obey.
Amen.
And love is connected to the covenant. So we can't walk in covenant with God and not obey God, because if we don't obey God, then God can't see our love. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so then people want to talk about faith without works is dead. That's where they come in at. We can have faith with just the word, but if you don't obey God, then your faith is dead because you haven't put no obedience with it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But God is saying this is the hour of the covenant. That's why it's so important for us to walk by the covenant, not by faith, by the covenant.
Amen.
Because the covenant is what obligate us. See, faith is not an obligation. Faith is a duty. Speak, Lord. And God has you in a place now where he can reveal to you his covenant because you're ready to step in and walk in his covenant. You see that woman of God?
Hey, man, I like
woman
to go into deeper. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
I would like to go into it deeper. You can just call. You can just call Elder Phone in. I want to go into it deeper.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We praise you tonight for what our ears have heard, for what our eyes understand, for what our heart now understands. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for being the awesome, wonderful, holy Father that you are. We thank you, Lord, for protecting us and providing for us. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We give you praise, God. We give you praise, wonderful Master. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing in our lives. We thank you that the enemy is a defeated foe and that he is up under our feet. We thank you that we have power, Obo Shandidio Shande. Power, Obo Siki, Obo Shanda. Power, O God, hallelujah, over all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means harm us. And we give you praise, glory, and adoration for all things. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Somebody, you got a child, Obo Koda da ba.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I mean, you feel good in your spirit right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We give God the glory tonight. We thank him tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. We're not doing this until tomorrow night. Amen.
Amen.
I love
Amen.
Y'all.
I love you, guys.
Love
you,
too.
Love you, everybody.
Amen. Amen.
And a happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank
happy
you.
Father's Day.
We're all
agree with me.
Agree with me.
We're all apart.
We're all a part of God's body.
It is His will.
It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are.
One more time, come on, open your mouth and say, I need you.
I need you.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need me.
Oh, we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body.
Somebody here,
I won't.
clap your hands, everybody. This is for Frank
Hallelujah.
Williams. I will trust in the Lord.
trusting in the Lord, just wave your hand. In the Lord, you got to hang on in there anyhow. Can I get a witness in here? In the Lord, wait a minute. In the Lord, bring it down one more time. In the Lord, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. If I had Frank Williams here tonight, he would come on down and he would tell him, he would say, in the Lord, yeah. He would say, in the Lord, yeah. Y'all don't like this tonight. Frank would tell you, when I was sick, the Lord touched my body. We don't have him here tonight, but we got James Moore here. And I can tell you, God been good to me. He made a way out of no way. In the Lord. Come on, cry. In the Lord. In the Lord. Can you help us say it? In the Lord. In the Lord. He's a rock in the weary land.
Hey, amen. We're going to close it out with this one, y'all. Deliver me. Amen. Praise God.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me,
hurt me,
hurt me. Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but think it for me two more times.
Cause all I see to do is
see if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, oh. He wants to restore your soul. Just say,
hey,
if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my faith, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.